So this is actually a pretty good question. The diagnosis is IgA deficiency, which is classically recurrent bacterial pneumonia and sinusitis since middle school. That's the textbook presentation. You'll get a young adult, okay, late teenager, young adult, who has a few episodes of bacterial pneumonia and sinusitis since school age. Okay, that's textbook presentation. There are variations, like there are rare instances when it can appear younger in the US Middle Even yet, but lots of rabbit holes to go down. But just this presentation here is your very textbook, what you need to know. Like you need to have this presentation down. So he went camping last year at his friend's lake house, had floaty stools, which were managed with metronidazole. That's Giardia, okay, causing steatorrhea. Giardia is waterborne. It's a flagellated protozoan. We treat with metronidazole. Okay. So those with IgA deficiency have increased susceptibility to Giardia because IgA is our mucosal immunoglobulin. It's in the gut. So it helps clear Giardia infections. It's just something they like you to know. A history of Giardia is corroborating of the diagnosis of IgA deficiency. They say he complains of a dry cough the past few years, notably in the winter. That's just asthma. One third of asthma patients present with only a dry cough, okay, no shortness of breath, and it's worse in the winter, classically. So this is called cough variant asthma. That's a really interesting point for you to know if you haven't learned that before, that some asthmatic patients, one third of patients with asthma, only present with dry cough. Okay. So those with IgA deficiency have increased risk of atopy, which is your constellation of asthma, hay fever, seasonal allergies, and eczema. So I could have mentioned atopic dermatitis, I could have mentioned seasonal allergies, anything relating to the atopy constellation. Is classic for IgA deficiency questions as well, in addition to the Giardia. Also classic for vignettes is for IgA deficiency is a history of anaphylaxis with blood transfusion. It's sort of too easy of a detail for them to mention in USMLE questions. Too easy. So don't expect them to be that generous, but you should at least know history of anaphylaxis with blood transfusions. And other autoimmune diseases are tied into IgA deficiency. So I could have said this guy has vitiligo as well, okay? Or pernicious anemia. You'd be like, what the fuck's going on here? Well, you can get other autoimmune diseases with IgA deficiency. So, one of the most important diagnoses for step one, IgA deficiency, it's the most common immunodeficiency, okay? That's inherited. So, looking at the answer choices here, the answer is choice D, increased activation of mast cells, which refers to asthma. Okay. And choice E, the wrong answer, non-caseating granulomatous inflammation, that refers to sarcoidosis. Okay. Choice A, decrease in musculature of the airways, that's bronchiectasis. That's classically cups and cups of foul-smelling sputum. You can see that. Cystic fibrosis, most common cause in Western countries. Obviously, smoking, very common cause as well. And TB, most common cause worldwide of bronchiectasis. Most vignettes, once again, cups and cups of foul-smelling sputum. Choice B, gastroesophageal reflux. Sort of a weird distractor here. Sometimes patients can have atypical presentations where they only present with dry cough. And just a lingering cough, nocturnal gastroesophageal reflux, where they don't really get the burning sensation in the throat, but they can get a chronic cough and sometimes get aspiration pneumonias. So I just threw that in there for kicks as a distractor. Helminth infection, okay, that's just another distractor here. I think maybe the link for some students choosing that erroneously would be, oh, metronidazole, what was that used for? You know, because you could think about metronidazole being used for gut infections. Metronidazole we do not use for helminth infections. We can sometimes use mebendazole for various worm infections, but not metronidazole, but just decided to throw that in there anyway. That's pretty much it for this question. I could literally chat for 40 minutes about the different diagnoses, but that's it. You just need to know this is IgA deficiency, classically. Pneumonias and sinusitis episodes since school age, classically late teenager or young adult, and history of asthma, or atopy, Giardia infection, anaphylaxis with blood transfusion, and other autoimmune diseases such as vitiligo. Okay, that's it.